Good morning. First of all, thank you for agreeing to this coaching conversation. For certification purposes, this conversation will be recorded and hope you're okay with that. Okay, great. So Sunil, before we begin the conversation, I want you to take a couple of minutes to center yourself. I want you to have a mind. Take your mind off things and let me know whenever you're ready so that you are in the moment, you're in the conversation. Is that all right?
Sure.
You're all set, Sunil?
Please go ahead.
Yes, Samya.
Okay, great. So, what are we discussing today, Sunil? What would you like to talk about?
Quite a lot of things going on in the mind at the moment, in the sense I'm working in an organization and apparently I'm also starting a startup. And again, it's on AI and I'm required to learn a lot in that field. And a lot of other things that I had already committed myself, like finishing few books to learn and manage the daily course, family, work, a bit of travel here and there. So I'm kind of bit of all over the place. I don't know if I took a wrong decision in taking up things at wrong time. I don't know. And now this coaching because there's no right time. It's just that take the step and then make it right. I read that somewhere and then I took it up with that attitude. But it's all kind of overwhelming. A lot of things, it's running around the whole, I mean, right from morning I wake up till I crash onto the bed. It's a lot of running, a lot of running. I think it's just taking a toll. I don't know where I need to focus, or I don't know where I am lost.
So Sunil, first of all, thank you for sharing that. I think I must acknowledge that you have a full life. I hear that while you're simultaneously working, you're looking at your own startup, and there is a lot of reading and learning that you are required to do there. I also hear that you are making time or and trying to balance expectations when it comes to family, when it comes to work, and also managing your personal interests like travel. I also hear that you feel a little lost. What is it that you would rather feel, or how would you rather be?
I feel like I need to take control of things. Sometimes things just slip off. That is, it is driven by some the external factors. I feel like I need to be taking that control to see that I dedicate and I devote the time for my list of those subtasks that I'm required to do. For example, I need to, let's say, morning, this other time, between these, let's say, 9 to 10, I need to finish reading the book. And I need to, I want to see that I'm not wasting time, and I am and I'm giving that quality time for the tasks in hand. Sometimes things just spill over here, there. Boredom kicks in at times, I must be honest. And yeah, so this is what I feel.
All right. So Sunil, I hear your desire to take control of things. I also hear that you want to dedicate time to what is required of you to be done. I also hear that you would probably like to balance all of these activities. And
Yes.
yeah, so Sounds like, I mean, sounds to me like you are thinking of how to, dedicate enough time for each of your activities. Am I right?
I need to now to achieve all of these many things that I am handling, I need to make sure that I need to tick, I need to finish those tasks, even however small it is. Sometimes I end up not completing those tasks, which accumulates, and then it becomes, overburdened the next day and next few days. And at one point of time, oh, there are so many things unfinished. So I just stare at it, and then time just goes off, and then I again feel bad about, Are, I lost time this day. Every day I feel like, oh, I didn't dedicate my time properly. Those feelings kicks in.
So here, you would like to finish your tasks for the day, Sunil, and you don't want to feel that you've lost out on the time. What are
Yes.
we exploring today, Sunil? What would you rather feel, or how would you rather feel?
I think if I can finish, do something which wherein I can finish those tasks, day by day tasks, I think that will help me.
So when you say you want to finish your day-to-day tasks, what does that mean to you?
What does it mean in the sense?
When you say that you want to finish all of these tasks, right? What are you thinking? How would that probably what do you think you would feel when you actually do that?
Oh, that will be wonderful. I'll feel that I mean, I'll have a relaxed sleep that night. I can sleep tight and well, that okay, I have accomplished something, and then I'm, taking good rest. That'll be a fantastic day. One of the best days, I would say.
Okay, so I hear you want to feel a sense of accomplishment. You also feel that accomplishing these tasks would give you a restful sleep. And I also hear that you feel it will be a wonderful day at the end
Yes.
of it.
Yes.
Okay. So
Yes.
sounds like you're thinking of how to achieve that balance. So Sunil, why do you think this balance is important to you?
This balance, especially at this time, is so important to me because since a couple of things. One is because I'm juggling with so many things at the same time during this past few weeks and month, and it'll continue for a few more months. To make things really right, I need to ensure that I am disciplined and see that everything is in place so that I don't get left out. And second is to prove myself, because one part of my habit has been to procrastinate things that's been there from quite a long time. So I can win over that habit.
That's good to hear, Sunil. So what I hear is that you are juggling with tasks, and I also hear that this will continue for some more months. I also hear that you want to be disciplined, and I also hear that you would like to prove yourself. Am I
Yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay. So Sunil, can I say that you are looking at a sense of discipline which would help you achieve that balance?
Yes.
Okay. And how what is the impact that you think the discipline will bring into your life?
Like I said, it's going to make my day accomplished. But I had a very nice full day, a day that is, I had ticked a lot of things, and I'm satisfied. So a sense of positivity, a sense of accomplishment, basically.
All right, that's good. So, what would be so meaningful about the sense of accomplishment for you, Sunil?
That will give me a sense of satisfaction that I have achieved the smaller goals, and I am it gives me a sense of feeling that I am on that track to achieve my dreams, achieve my goals which I have set myself. So, yeah.
Okay. So, Sunil, I also hear that you want to achieve certain goals that you've set for yourself, and this would also help you achieve your dreams. Am I right?
Yes.
So, where do you want to, where do you think you want to begin with achieving that sense of balance or getting more disciplined?
To keep a track of the things which I do, I have my tasks listed out in my notepads, but it just that something happens and a few things just doesn't get ticked. So yeah, I need to make sure that I'm doing that diligently and that is visible in front of me quite often. Yeah.
Okay, so I hear you say that you want the completion of certain tasks to be visible, and I also hear that you want to be diligent about it.
Yes.
So, we come back to your emphasis on discipline or your need to create that discipline. So what is becoming clearer now, Sunil?
I think I need to be seeing the larger goal much more closer, which will eventually make me look at things, prioritize things, and see that I'm doing right. I'm doing what is required to do. You know, yeah.
So, considering that you have a larger goal, what do you think needs to shift in your perspective, Sunil?
I think what I feel is, like I said, the vision of that goal should be so large in front of me that makes me get up and see that I don't probably waste time or prioritize and get closer to my goal. That broader vision, though I know I need to do, it's a need, but I think I need to shift from need to whatever other adjective that can be, called, defined. Yeah.
Okay, so Sunil, considering you want to have the larger goal very clearly in front of you, what do you think needs your attention?
I don't know. Like I said, my attention should be, maybe I'm forgetting that, okay, this is the larger thing and I am just so engrossed in my small little tickings. I need to probably see the larger picture so clear in my mind, so broad, so big. Yeah.
All right. And tell me more about this picture that you want to see in your mind.
Successful entrepreneur, successful coach, a regular practitioner in whatever I do. I mean, in the things at which I am very much keen, like meditation, reading books, and conducting sessions and classes and things like that. Yeah, an accomplished person, a more satisfied person.
Very nice. So, what matters most to hear you here, Sunil?
What matters me most is to see that I'm centered and I am in the middle of all those things which I am juggling, and I'm seeing and I am able to see where I am, and I need to, so that I can take those steps and see that I do justice to each of those activity with actions. Yeah.
All right. So, Sunil, I hear you want to take the steps to manage your activities. You also want to see the goal more clearly. What do you think will enable you to get there? Or how can I support you?
I don't know, in the sense, I know I need to do, I know what is to be done, but somehow I don't do. So
No, that's all right. So, Sunil, what is as we spoke about the discipline that you want to kind of have as part of your life so that you can manage all your activities, what do you think will help you get that discipline, or what are you learning with this shift that you've just spoken about?
can you come again? Sorry, I lost you there.
Sorry. As you said, I hear that you spoke about discipline as something that you want to inculcate so that you can manage all the activities. So what do you think, and I also hear that you would need a shift in how you manage your day-to-day activities. So what do you think, would help you get to the shift?
Again, I don't know. Probably put a larger vision board and keep that. I mean, probably I was getting lost somewhere. I miss out on things. So in order to not miss out, in order to keep that, keep remembering, probably that vision board would help. And to see that I'm doing right.
Okay, so I hear you talk about a larger vision board, Sunil, and I hear also that you would like to keep track of things through this vision board. So, can I say that having this vision in front of you would probably help you achieve your goal? All right. So, what resources do you think you need to manage this?
Physically, I think certain things to manage my, I mean, put across, put my vision board and things like that. And maybe I need a buddy who will keep a track of things. Bhai tumne kiya nahi kiya, someone like that who can nudge me wherever he needed, pinch me whenever needed.
And how do you want to be accountable for these actions, Sunil, so that you achieve your goal?
So if I have that buddy, then I am accountable because buddy will see that things are in place. He'll keep a check about whether I have done these, whether I have done my tasks or am I on the track towards my goals. So that is one.
All right. All right. So I hear you say that a buddy will be able to help you keep a check or keep a track on your goals. I also hear that this will help you understand whether you're done well. Am I right? All right. So, Sunil, what is becoming clearer to you now?
So it's becoming clearer that I need to share what is going on in my mind with a buddy, and I need to see that I should be open to listen to another point of view from the buddy, because I feel I am doing many things and I'm doing a lot of things, but probably So probably the buddy can give a different perspective, the right perspective, perhaps. Yeah.
Okay. So Sunil, I hear you want to share things with your buddy. I also hear that you would like to be more open to another point of view so that you get another perspective on things.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we, I mean, what would you like to focus on?
What question is that? Rephrase if you want.
So what are we exploring?
You are at the end of the conversation, right?
Yes, yes,
Then close the
yes.
conversation. Why are you opening it again? Are you at P? You've done S, N, A. Are you at P?
I believe so.
Yeah, and P closes with resources, accountability. How can I support you?
Correct.
Or is it
And
okay to close the
is
conversation?
it okay? Okay. So, Sunil, is it okay to close the conversation?
I think yeah.
Okay. So, thank you very much for your time. So, we will set up our next meeting soon. Yeah.
Yeah,
Thank you so
sure.
much, Sunil.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Soumya. Thank you.
Yeah.